granny then. I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store trying to get the latest conference report on their radio. Listen.
Hurry up, Abner. Get the radio turned on. I want to listen to the conference.
Well, I got it turned on, Lum. I just can't seem to hear nothing on here.
Well, here. Give me the earphone. Let me listen.
All right. You won't be able to hear nothing either, though. That radio's just as dead as a dead horse.
Yeah, maybe the pigeon-toed crystal is busted.
Huh?
I've told you fellas time and again you ought to get one of them with a loud speaker horn on it.
Well, this one was working all right a couple of months ago, Grandpap, when I turned it on. I recollect it brung in the Dempsey Toonies fight just as clear as a bell here a while back.
And you're right, there ain't a sound coming through there. Ain't even getting any good statics.
No, it's busted, Lum. Ain't no two ways about it. Did we get a guarantee with this thing?
Granny, I don't recollect.
No, I don't either. We ought to have insisted on one, I know that. Yeah, see that right now.
Yeah, sure wish it was working. I hate to be missing that conference.
Oh, me too.
Yes, sir, I'd love to have went out there to Francisco myself. I'd made him a good delegate.
Yeah, but you would.
Why, sure. Yeah, I had a few ideas I was aiming to bring up at the conference.
Huh.
Just in case the government did appoint me one of the delegates.
Well, all me, Lum, you wouldn't be no good at a meeting like that. You can't talk with one language. Way I understand it, there's going to be delegates there from not now every country there is.
I know, but they got interpreters.
Who has?
Everybody has.
Well, I ain't got one. Or at least ways I don't think I have. What have you?
Well, there are fellas that listen to what one delegate says, and then they turn to the other delegates and tell them what the first delegate said in the language or of whatever delegate they're talking to. See?
Would you mind coming over that again, Lum? I believe I jumped the track back there somewhere.
Well, it's easy. You see, they take, it's like this.
Yeah.
Orlo Wormley was a delegate once.
What's that, Grandpap?
I say Orlo Wormley was a delegate once.
To the San Francisco Conference?
No, I don't recollect what he was a delegate to. I know he was one, though.
Well?
Yeah, had to go clean the hot springs, I recollect.
Oh, well, it couldn't have been much of a conference then. What was you saying that long?
Yes, sir, Orlo Wormley was a delegate. And he had quite an experience on that trip, too.
Yeah, well, we ain't interested right now, Grandpap.
Yes, sir, you're right, Abner. It was interesting. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, well, not now, Grandpap.
No, we got to figure out how to get this radio fixed.
Yeah, that's what's worrying us.
History is being made out there in San Francisco, and I, Granny, I want to be in on it.
Yeah, loan me. Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric. Maybe he knows something about radio.
There's a big crowd that come down to the station to see all the off on the train.
Yeah, Grandpap, you can tell us that some other time. Don't interrupt us now.
Hey, Cedric, come in here.
Yeah, Cedric, do you know anything about radios, how they work and all?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, just turn that little button there and switch that dial around a little bit and hold the earphones up to your head and listen.
Oh, well, we know that much, Cedric. I mean, do you know how they work inside?
Well, I didn't know you could work them inside.
Well, what I mean, Cedric.
You just got here in time, Cedric. I was telling about the time Orlo Wormley was a delegate to Hot Springs. Big crowd come down to the station to see him all.
Yeah, better hold off on that now, Granny.
Yeah, we got to get this radio working or go down to the barbershop and listen to that and down there one.
Yeah, Cedric, did you notice if there was a big crowd down there when you come by?
Well, I never come that way. I just come from school, and I want you fellas to help me with my homework.
Oh, Lummy, I don't believe we got time for that right now, Cedric.
Well, I'm supposed to have this done for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Got to write a theme on the Santa Francisco World Security Conference and what it means to me.
Well, I told you that's a good subject. I say Lum ought to be able to help you on that, Cedric. He's already got some ideas on it, he was saying.
Yeah, I'll give you some stuff to write down on that, Cedric.
Well, I got it started, but then I sort of bogged down.
Well, you go ahead and read us what you got then, Cedric. We can go from there.
All right. Here's what I got.
Yeah.
See here.
Is it good?
The Santa Francisco World Security Conference and What It Means to Me by Cedric Wolfgang Wehunt.
That's good. Good. Go on.
Well, right there's where I bogged down.
Well, don't be you bogged pretty fast, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me think now, Cedric. Let's see here.
Get ready to write this down, Cedric. This'll be...
Yes, sir. There's a big crowd down there to see Orla Wormley off on the train. Everybody cheering and waving and carrying on.
Yeah, don't write that down, Cedric.
There was Orla looking out the train window. Big ribbon pinned on his coat and ticket stuck in his hat band.
Hey, Grandpap, you're getting Cedric all mixed up here.
Yeah, start out this way, Cedric.
Listen along now, Cedric.
History is being made at San Francisco. In that town, delegates from all over the world and practically every country has gathered together to write what they hope will be the final chapter in the long search for peace on Earth.
Doggy, that sounds good. That sounds good. Have you got that, Cedric?
Well, I ain't got quite all of it.
Well, read what you got. You want to be sure now she got this exactly right.
Here's what I got. It says, Orla Wormley is making history in San Francisco. Delegates from all over have tickets stuck in their hat bands.
No, Cedric, you got that all mixed up. I told you not to listen to Grandpa.
Abner, you better take the pencil and write this.
Yeah, give it to me. It'll fix you up good here, Cedric. This here's wrong. Let's scratch that out. Right
oh, now. Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, Orla Wormley never went to San Francisco. Went to Hot Springs.
Oh, my goodness.
And there he was, sitting there in the train, leaning out the window, waving at all of his friends. And then the train started to pull out, and Orlo leaned so far out, he lost his foothold and fell off in the train, right out on the platform.
Hmm.
Poor boy. He never did get to Hot Springs.
Are you done with your story now, Grandpa?
Yeah, it's all interesting, wasn't it? Yeah, I seen Orlo not so many years ago, and I asked him, I said, what convention was that you're supposed to go to, Orlo? And he said he often wondered that himself.
Hmm.
Sort of sad when you think about it.
Yeah, I reckon it is. Now, if you'll just be quiet for a minute, Grandpa, we'll try to finish this thing up for Cedric here. That's the importance.
Well, recollect, now, this is supposed to be what that conference means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe we better start out different. Well, just what does the conference mean to you, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. Something about peace, I know that.
Yeah, well, you're on the right track there, Cedric. You're a smart boy.
Yeah, if you want my honest opinions, a world conference like this is just a waste of time.
Huh?
The last time they tried that after the other war, it never worked out.
What's that, Grandpap?
I said them things never work out.
Well, now, that's a fine altitude to take, Grandpap.
Oh, me sakes.
Just because something didn't work out once before ain't no sign that it won't work the next time.
Of course it ain't.
Here's what you're saying. You're saying that just because no doctor discovered a cure for cancer last year means that he won't this year or no other time. Would you want the doctor just to give up trying to find a cure?
Well, no, of course not, but that's different.
I don't see where it's the difference.
Of course it ain't.
No.
World peace is something all of us want more than anything in the world.
Amen.
I think it's wonderful that fellas from everywhere, different nationalities and all, are sitting down together, trying to figure this thing out in a spirit of friendship and cooperation. This is a big thing, Grandpap. I'm pretty sure that peace is what God wants us to have down here on this earth of ours. And if we don't get together and get it, at least do our best to bring that about, I'd say we were shirking our duty.
Now, Dogie, let me get some of that rope down here now. Yes, so that ought to make a good thing right there, Cedric.
Well, does that tell what it means to me?
Well, I don't know. Does it, Mom?
Well, maybe not exactly. I reckon it means something like this to you, Cedric. Here you are, a boy that can live pretty much the way you want to. Go hunting and fishing, work and play, go to a free public school, go to the church you want to, think what you want to. Here you are, writing what you want to about a world conference. I think it means that you want to keep it that way. Not only for yourself, but for boys like you all over the world. No matter whether they're born rich or poor, or what color they are, or anything else, God made all them boys. And I don't think he meant for some of them to be better than others. I think he'd like to see them all get an equal chance. And Cedric, I believe I'd end up that theme with a little prayer.
We know there's bound to be some mistakes made, because delegates are just humans like me and you. But I know we're on the right path when men of every nation sit down with one another as neighbors. And with the divine hand to guide them, I know they'll be able to write the basis for everlasting peace.